a good morning and a good Yom good Erev Yom Tov. Going to share a thought in regards to the Yom Tov of Pesach, and specifically in regards to the Haggadah, as the Haggadah is tonight. So, in the Haggadah, we have different sections in the Haggadah, but one of the primary sections of the Haggadah is the section where we darshan the psukim of Arami Abed Avi, that the person when he brings Bikurim comes to the Beis HaMikdash, being a Parshas Kisavoy, and makes this declaration of Arami Abed Avi, Vayar Mitzrayim, Vayar Gashon Bim Seh Ma'ot. So he brings the Bikurim, but instead of bringing the Bikurim, which is just saying thank you for the crop of this year, or thank you for the land, he sees this as part of a broad sweep of history that goes back to Rami Avadavi, etc. The Rambam says that the Kolmar B'lasapar Rezim Meshubach is specifically referring to these psukim, that the way a person is masul begunusu masayim b'shvach, a person starts out looking at the negative, the situation Klai Yisrael was in, and eventually ends up looking in the beautiful new situation that we're in, is through these psukim. A person should be marabed to be mesaper the nisim niflos, which took place in the night of Pesach. But besides that, a person should look at this parsha as a vehicle to see this in the context of a process where Kadosh Baruch Hu took the world, took Klai Yisrael from being distanced from his service and brought us close to his service. So really the night of Pesach is the journey, in a certain sense, of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was started out in the world where the people perceived that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not interested and didn't care. The Avodah Zarahs were something which people related to. That's something which was close to them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed. There was a power which was above all other powers, but it was beneath the dignity of that power to be involved in intimate details of mankind. It would be something akin to the idea of thinking that I'm interested in the details of what happens in the life of amoebas, of one-celled creatures, in the life of insects. I do not spend my life thinking about it. It's beneath my interest. So they looked at Kadosh Baruch Hu in the same way, Chas v'Sholom. But there was a logic behind what they were saying. Came along Avraham Avinu and said, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he had a purpose. What was that purpose? The purpose is what he wanted man to connect to his creator. The way man connects to his creator is becoming like a Kadosh Baruch Hu and keeping the hanhagas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. See, he moved from a world which is purposeless, because purpose requires that there is a intelligent being which has a plan, to a world which is purposeful. There is a reason. There is a beginning and there is an end. There's a goal that we're going towards. Without a purpose, there is no goal to go towards. There's no beginning and no end. There's no direction. So it was a world which was purposeless. It was had no direction at all. It had no beginning. It had no end. To a world which went from now, it's a world full of purpose. And there's a beginning, there's an end, there's a goal, and there is a journey along the way. Klai Yisrael sees itself as part of that journey. Klai Yisrael, the night of Pesach, joins into that journey. The generations before us and the generations after us, we are all part of this long, glorious path, this chain. Klai Yisrael learned that lesson that Kadosh Baruch Hu was interested, Kadosh Baruch Hu was involved. Hashem has a reason why things are taking place. The person has a goal where he wants to take us to the night of the Pesach. So we simply are maskal b'genus u'mesayim b'shvach. There's a beginning and there's an end. There's a beginning of we arrived at Azura and now we are carved to Kadosh Baruch Hu's service. And we take that and we practically express that through the lessons of the person has bikurim, the person has something which is in the present, very much in the present. Thank you for the present. He sees it in the context of the past. And then he says, I have Eretz Yisrael, which is the fifth pasuk, and we have, the Bershom has a goal why he wants us to be here. Vishtachavisa, a person then bows down to Kadosh Baruch Hu and commits himself to the Bershom service. And so that is why specifically we darshan these psukim, because we moved ourselves from a world of nothingness, endless nothingness, to a world of which is full with hope, with a purpose. It's a glorious moment to all of a sudden fill your light with life, that there's a reason why you're here, and there's, you play a role, and you have something to accomplish. Extraordinary moment. We should be zeichet to take the aris of the Yom Tov and apply it to ourselves. Have a good Yom Tov.